Now, verse 8, even of late, my people are risen up as an enemy. Ye pull off the robe with the garment from them that pass by securely as men averse from war. Now, God says, you are my people, but you've actually become my enemy. And one of the evidences of it here is the way they were treating the poor. God always takes up for the poor. You see, he says, you pull off the robe with the garment from them that pass by securely. The robe evidently is what the man slept in under. Actually, take his bed out from in under him and over him, if you please, and no cover. That's how far they were willing to go to rob the poor. Now, will you notice again, verse 9, the women of my people have ye cast out from their pleasant houses. And I take it that here we're dealing with a slum problem, and God never would permit their furniture to be put out on the street, and especially of widows. From their children have ye taken away my glory forever. God says that these children will grow up to despise you. These children will grow up to be in rebellion. We've certainly had that in our day. I'm not sure but what God today's been speaking to us in many different ways. I think the rebellion of youth was permitted of God to try to shake us out of our lethargy. And it didn't do very much, by the way. Verse 10, arise and depart, for this is not your rest, because it's polluted. It shall destroy you, even with a great destruction. Now, actually, what they were doing there, they were attempting to solve their problems and be at rest without being at rest with God or at peace with God. They were attempting to work it out without God. And as a result, it'll come to naught. Now, in verse 11, God says, if a man walking in the Spirit and falsehood do lie, saying, I will prophesy unto thee of wine and of strong drink, he shall even be the prophet of this people. And this is biting sarcasm. God says that the kind of prophets that you want are those that will approve you of your sins. And today, I'll be very frank with you. I broadcast a program that's at a terrible disadvantage. I don't attempt to say things that are going to comfort you unless the Word of God says it. And when it speaks a judgment, I speak a judgment. And that's what we have here. And I know it's not popular. And a great many people, the unsaved man, he doesn't want anyone to prophesy and say that drinking is wrong and drunkenness is bad. Of course he doesn't. And we have a great many today. And unfortunately, in so-called conservative circles, there are few today that are approving social drinking. They say we're living in a new day and we're not under law and we can do these things. My friend, may I say this to you today? You may not have a specific rule or regulation and you are under grace today, but there's one thing for sure. If you love him, you're going to keep his commandments. And he sure does condemn drunkenness, doesn't he? And the prophets in that day, that were the popular prophets, they weren't condemning the sins of the people. They were saying nice things, popular things. But they were not speaking to the sins of the people.